Electrified Sheep and Other Bizarre Experiments by Alex Bowes. Read by Jared Zeus. Chapter 1. Electric Bodies. In the ghostly subatomic world, an electron flickers in its orbit around an atomic nucleus. Then, from out of the empty void beyond the atom, comes the distant tug of an attractive force. The electron twitches and leaps, spanning distances billions of times greater than its own size until it comes to rest again around another atom. Out of such microcosmic forces emerges the human-scale phenomenon of electricity. We feel it as an electric shock that jabs our finger, or we see it as lightning in the sky. The mastery of electricity has been arguably the most important achievement of modern science. Our lives today depend in so many ways upon access to electrical power that it would be difficult to imagine survival without it. But the history of electrical research hasn't been limited to the search for technological applications of this force. The urge to understand electricity has been matched by a desire to find increasingly spectacular and unusual ways of displaying its power. In particular, researchers have demonstrated an enduring fascination with exploring the dramatic effect of electricity on living bodies. Electrifying Birds. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 23rd of December, 1750. The turkey eyes Benjamin Franklin suspiciously from across the room. Franklin, middle-aged, balding, and slightly plump, makes a final inspection of his electrical apparatus as a group of men standing behind him watch with interest. The equipment consists of several 6-gallon glass jars wrapped in tin. Metal rods protrude from the necks of the jars, and copper wire connects the rods. Franklin straightens up and nods his head appreciatively. As he does so, the turkey, tied to the leg of a table, looks from Franklin to the men and clucks apprehensively. "The bird isn't happy," one of the men says. "But I'll be happy when she's in my stomach," Franklin replies, and everyone laughs. "You'll see, fowls killed by the electrical shock eat uncommonly tender." "Then hurry by all means," another man says. "I'm ready to eat." At this, the turkey clucks again. Franklin smiles. "Soon enough, we're almost prepared. The jars are charged. The only ingredient we lack is the bird." They all turn to look at the turkey, which stares back at them warily.